Welcome to Unjust, a detective story. This season contains dark themes and descriptions of violence, as well as some language that may be inappropriate for a younger audience. Enjoy.
When a subatomic particle behaves as a wave, no. Not particles if they behave as waves, they're not particles. When they behave as waves, it is impossible to say the path it took before it reached its destination. One explanation is that they pass through every conceivable point. No! Not point. If it was a point, it would be a particle. They pass through all the space in the known universe before arriving. Or, another explanation, is that the most probable route was taken. If we try to directly observe them travel, the behavior changes back to that of a particle. A large obstacle, for most people, is the understanding of the language used. Even in my own thoughts, the words point and particle are incorrect. Matter is an illusion. Quantums, infinitesimal amounts of what we think of as matter, not particles, coalesce into specific points at certain times. They are not specific points. When they are is more important than where they are. Measuring a quantum forces its behavior and possibly its nature to change, trapping us in the illusion of a definable universe full of solid matter. This quantum effect is being measured on larger and larger particles. There is not a reason to think it doesn't affect us too. We bounce off one another without ever coming in contact. How much of our daily lives is touched by quantum waves interactions? We'll never know. Most people will never look up long enough to ask. Space has no shape except when matter bends it. As far as humanity can tell, the universe is flat. The world around us seems designed to distract us. The absolutely useless information we bombard ourselves with nearly constantly is disgusting. When we know at the limit of our understanding, we are hardly scratching the surface of anything resembling knowledge of the true nature of the universe. And that actually having those answers would be pointless. But the information these people seek is vapid. 90% of the crap out of people's mouths is just tropes. I'm great, how are you? Everything happens for a reason. Of course, I can excuse the meaningless greetings. But what really gets under my damn skin is the philosophical statements that people spew out reflexively and have no concept. What does the fact that you think everything happens for a reason mean? In the world? In your behavior? If everything happens for a reason, what's the point of it actually happening? People don't deign to even consider these questions. Just mindlessly babble out turns of phrase without understanding what they mean. Between the energy these people spend on this and garbage like celebrity gossip, it's a wonder we are as advanced as we are. I heard a story once about the Viet Cong. They used to scare a herd of monkeys out of their sleep. The monkeys, in a panic, ran away, setting off American booby traps. The synapses in our brains are like those monkeys. Stimulus plus panic overreaction equals unintended catastrophic consequences. We are just animals with the disgusting illusion of self-determinism. Not only are we here by a sheer freak of statistics, but virtually everything human beings have done is accidental happenstance. Our most complicated systems weren't designed from the ground up to be what they are. They are just jumbles of smaller systems smashed together, hardly doing the job they were designed to do. This is it. Time to step up and finish it. Get away from this damn desk and walk over to the closet. At the end, I suppose it's natural to reflect on the beginning. If I had to do it again, I'd opt out way before now. I wish I would have put the end earlier than this. I spent too much time not realizing I had the power all along. Though, part of me wants to stay a little longer and watch. But no. I'm ready now. It doesn't matter.
It was him the whole time. The first victim killed himself with a bomb he put in the supply closet at work. And he had to take 5 others with him. He had to destroy dozens of lives. Why? What I'm reading here sounds like a brat complaining that there's no cosmic meaning to human existence. That's why this bastard couldn't just do what he did to himself and leave it at that. Or better yet, get some damn help dealing with his feelings and actually contribute to something in the world. Not because he would get some reward after he died, but to make the world better while he was in it. I agree with him that there is no cosmic justice or real meaning to being here.
I'm shaking and sweating. Only a superhuman would be able to walk to their own death and not be terrified. My primitive mind doesn't want to let go. I don't want them to notice how nervous I am. Not that these people care to see anything. Could send a marching band through here, and only half of these people would look up from their screens.
I'm not like him. I don't think life should be cut short just because it happened with no grand design. I know we have no ultimate destination, no effect on the cosmos, but this is all we get. We can make it count.
I'm here. It's just as easy as opening a door. It feels like a dream. Like floating.
Everything we have learned as a species, everywhere we have been, all our history, it means something with or without design. Even if it's all the result of chemical reactions, even if it's only happening in our heads, if I had to do it again, to try and save lives, to try and stop a maniac from killing, I would. We matter. No matter what the shape of it is.
Unjust was written by J.M. Montavon. This episode features Scott Krim and Joe Soriano. Produced and directed by me, Alex Montavon. Script edited by Joseph Eislin. Sound edited by Hazen Tobar. Don't forget to leave us a review and visit our website at unjustdetectivestory.com. Thank you for listening. Unjust will return.